Space tourism. Who should go to space? Tickets to the edge of space now cost millions of dollars, and not everyone agrees who deserves a seat. For most of history, only trained astronauts left Earth. Now, anyone with enough money can buy a ticket. Private companies launch paying customers into the sky, and for a few minutes, they float in weightlessness and see the curve of the planet below. These short trips do not reach full orbit. Most last only minutes. Even so, the experience is far from cheap, and only a small number of people can afford it. That has sparked a sharp debate about who this new industry is really for. The price tag is startling. A seat on a short suborbital flight can cost several hundred thousand dollars, and one auction seat sold for tens of millions. Supporters call this the normal cost of early innovation. Cars, flights, and computers were once luxuries too, before prices fell for everyone. Critics see it differently. They argue that money spent sending a few wealthy passengers skyward should be a priority for problems on Earth instead. Hunger, disease, or climate change. Others counter that space research often produces breakthroughs that help everyone eventually. If only a few can afford to go, who should get the seat, and who decides?